My responsibility tonight is sexual immorality. And surely when we consider that subject, it is one that we're all grievously concerned about as we are striving to serve the God of heaven this side of eternity. It means much in regards to our society. It means much in regards to our children as we are trying to rear them in the nurture and admonition of the will of God Almighty. I believe that when we look to the Word of God and look at our society tonight, if we are going to have a healthy society, it is going to be based upon the moral and spiritual values that we surely look to in regards to the Word of God Almighty. Where there is moral and spiritual values in regards to the Word of the Lord, you're going to find great people, you're going to find great society. But where there is an erosion of God's Word, where there is a lack of spiritual values, we're going to see that it is going to affect the society in which we're living in and ultimately the lost church. And therefore, I believe the subject that is before us tonight is one that is important for us as we strive to serve God. I believe that when we look at our society tonight, by and large, we'll find that surely the moral value of our society has indeed been eroded. And perhaps to the degree that we can no longer discern between that which is good and that which is evil. We're living in a day and time where there are men and women and boys and girls that no longer want to retain God in their hearts and God in their mind. It is even as it were in the day of Isaiah, when Isaiah was saying in Isaiah 9 and verse 20, how that they could not discern between evil and good, good and evil, bitter and sweet, sweet and bitter, darkness and light and darkness. And as a result of that, I am convinced tonight that if we're going to be the kind of society that God desires of us, if we're going to be the kind of church of the law of the Lord that God requires of us, it's going to take us having some moral and spiritual values about ourselves. I believe that when we look to the Word of God, we can see how important this is. We're living in a time where we see broken hearts, we see broken homes, and we've seen broken lives, all as a result of low moral values in our society. And when there are those that will tell you that values are not important to a society, surely we ought not to have any of that. Because as our values are, by and large, the body of Christ is going to go, our spiritual anticipation of what we can be in the body of Jesus Christ the Lord. So when there are those that begin to tell us that values are not important, you try to tell that to a woman whose heart is broken as great as it can be broken because of an unfaithful husband. You tell her values are not important. You tell some parents who are returning home now from the cemetery who have put one of their children to rest because of the scourges of age in the society. You tell them that there is no value and no importance on moral values. You try to tell again a young boy that his father's not coming home anymore because he's fallen in love with another woman. Try to tell him there is no impact in regards to moral and spiritual values in our society tonight. You go through any particular ghetto of our land tonight, and you will see prostitutes plying their trades, and you will find graffitis upon the walls of all sexual innuendos. And as a result of that, we are living in some devastating time where it is exceedingly important that we get back to the Word of God and see the premise where God wants us to remain and proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We're living tonight in a time, I believe, where surely if you have not heard what is going on in the religious world, what is going on in the world tonight in regards to sexuality, if you're not heard about sexuality and that we're living in a society that is highly and sexually charged, perhaps you've been living in a cave someplace. Perhaps you are a hermit. And as a result of that, there have been some drastic changes in our sexual fibers in our society tonight, to the extent that seem like we are having more open discussions about sexuality. But not only that, it would appear that we're living in a day and time where we are more educated in regard to sexuality. But why in the world are we having more and more and more problems, even though we are more educated in regards to this grievous subject tonight? And it's simply again because we have tried to study this issue and disregard the spiritual and moral values and disregard God Almighty and His Word. And as a result of that, we're always going to find ourselves in some difficult time. Teenage pregnancy, the AIDS epidemic in our society tonight, all goes to show us that yes, we are learning more, we are more educated, but at the same time, it would appear that we still have a total disregard to the Word of God Almighty. And somebody would ask the question, well, why are we having such tremendous problem with sexuality and sexual immorality tonight? I think there are a variety of reasons why we experience some of those difficulties tonight. I believe number one, it's because of a lessening influence of religion and the Bible in our society. I believe that we don't have enough light in our society tonight. You remember when the Lord said in Matthew 5 and 16, let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. I believe that we're living in time where we don't have the kind of light that the religious world can look at our lives, that the secular world can look at our lives, and they are not seeing the light in our lives, and so they are doing everything that they desire to do. We don't have enough leaven tonight, seemingly in the realms of religion. And as a result of that, it is bringing about great difficulties in regard to sexuality and sexual immorality in the Lord's church and outside of the body of Christ. We need more light. We need more vision in the body of Christ. We need individuals that are going to be a bright shining light and a radiant light for the cause of Christ. So we're living in a world tonight where there are those that are looking around and they are trying to find some example. They are trying to find some light. But surely it is sad sometimes when we see even the sons and daughters of God experiencing the same problem of sexual immorality that the world is experiencing. And they cannot get any light from us, it would appear. And I believe that is creating great difficulties, not only in the world, but in the body of Jesus Christ the Lord tonight. I believe, again, because of the deluge of pornographic material. Again, sexual immorality is on the rise, where young boys and young girls and men and women have access to books and magazines and television programs and movies that is causing havoc in our society tonight. I believe another reason is because of the influence of immorality on television and movies that we're seeing and being bombarded by on a daily basis in our lives. And as a result, again, we see that sexual immorality is having its way in our society. Then there is a popularization of dancing, MTV and BET, and where our sons and daughters look at television and look at the dancing and look at the music, and we'll see that by the scanty clothing and the body gyration, bringing about again promiscuity, bringing about again sexual immorality and the potential there is, simply because again that we are not living and projecting to the world that there is indeed a better way. And as a result, we'll find that the society in which we're living are falling hook, line, and sinker to the difficulties of sexual immorality in our society tonight. I believe the impact of liberal feminist movement is also impacting the society tonight and bringing about sexual immorality in the world as we live on this evening. So we are impacted by a variety of problems and a variety of difficulties that we're experiencing, and we'll find that it is leading to more and more sexual immorality in the world. People have an access, women have an access to the pill. Abortion in our society give a clear signal again that everything is all right and we don't have to worry about the consequences anymore. And as a result of that, we began to find that more and more of these things are transpiring, and it brings difficulties in regard to sexual immorality in our society tonight. And there's all kinds of sexual immorality. There is sexual abuse that can be found in the homes. There is sexual abuse that can be found in the school system. There is sexual abuse found in the religious circles also. So again, we are bombarded on every side by illicit sex in our society. And there is no doubt why it is on the rise on tonight. Again, there is sexual immorality in regards to a lustful looking at someone or somebody that is unlawful for you to look upon and gaze upon. Again, there is a rape in our society to the point where one can no longer walk the streets of our land anymore. There are all kinds of sexual immorality in our society. There is a flirtation that goes on jobs and various and sundry kinds of work relations that we have in our day and time. So there are all kinds of sexual immorality. There's incest that is also raising its heads in various families and various circles of our land today. So there are all kinds of sexual immorality. There is fornication. There is adultery. There is sodomy. There is all kinds of problem that we're experiencing tonight. And it all goes to show us that sexual immorality is indeed on the rise. And there are reasons for the same. Sexual immorality simply means wrongful sex. And the things in which I have alluded to are all wrongful sex. And as a result of that, it has the condemnation of God and the judgment of God upon it. When we look to the Word of God, we see the judgment of God upon illicit sex. That is sex outside of the marriage bond that is raising its head and raising havoc in the body of Jesus Christ tonight and also in the world at large. We'll find that since the advent of the 60s, there have been those who would say that anything goes. And it would appear that the world again has really bought it, hook, line, and sinker. And sometime even in the Lord's church, there are those who are caught up in the same difficulty experiencing illicit sex relationship. And as a result of that, it is bringing havoc into the body of Jesus Christ tonight. And there are those that are not even ashamed of it. A survey taken not too long ago, and the question was asked, why was it so important that young people and those who were older did not partake of illicit sex, sex outside of the marriage bond? And do you not know that some 60% said, I don't engage in that kind of sexuality simply because of the possibility of getting AIDS? 25% that I don't engage in those kind of sexuality simply because I may become pregnant. And do you not know tonight that only 8% said that it was wrong and contrary to the very spirit and word of God Almighty? So those are the kinds of time that we're living in. We're living in a time again where there is a sexual explosion in our world and in our society. And for fear that there are those who think it is not a hindering the Lord's church or affecting the Lord's church, I dare say it is. Because we are experiencing some of the same particular problems that the world is experiencing tonight. God has said a long time ago before the 60s says, if you're 21 and if you feel right about doing it, do it. And it's nobody else's business. But God had said a long time ago in Hebrews 13 in verse number 4 that marriage is honorable. And that is the way that we ought to go in regards to the word of God Almighty tonight. You recall in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verses 1 through 5. While fornication were going on there in the church at Corinth. And how the apostle Paul had to deal with that particular issue. And how shameful it was. And yet there were those who would not even feel shame and embarrassed about what was transpiring. And Paul had to say, this young man had to be and should be turned over to Satan. That surely the flesh might be destroyed and the spirit might be saved. Those are the kinds of times that we're living in. We're living in those times where sexual immorality is raising its heads again in every realm of life that in which we live. Notice again in 1 Corinthians 6 and 16. The Bible said, he that joins himself to a harlot is one body. Corinthians 6 and verse 18, the writer said, he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 3, the writer says, for this is the will of God, even your salvation, to abstain from fornication. And those are the things that we are experiencing today. There are those who believe that I can engage in any kind of sin, any kind of illicit sin, and I'll not be found out. You will be found out. And God knows all things. He knows the very hearts of men. And therefore, we ought to live our lives in such a fashion that we bring honor and glory unto the name of the Lord. Well, I think about David, how that David lived his life in such a way and felt like, you know, to a large extent, the sin in which he himself had perpetrated was going unnoticed. But when we look to the Bible, the Word of God in Psalms 38, we'll see that God knew and all of these things were brought to his remembrance. Even when we look to the Word of God in the book of Psalms in 51, when David had come to understand that he had sinned grievously against God and sinned grievously against society, he still wept even after realizing he had been forgiven by God. And those are some of the plagues that comes upon a society that is going to live outside of the boundaries of God's commandments and God's laws. Notice, if you will, in your Bibles in Psalms chapter 38. How David alluded to the fact of his grieving over the kinds of sin in which he had perpetrated at one time. We'll begin at verse number 3. Notice what the writer has to say in Psalms chapter 38, beginning at verse 3. David said, there is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds stinks and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. for my loins are filled with loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desires are before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me, for the light of mine eyes is also gone before me. And then in verse 11 he says, my lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sores, and my kinsmen stand afar off. Can you see the devastation that David is now experiencing as a result of the sin that he perpetrates against God? We are living in a time, brethren, where sexual immorality is really working havoc in and out of the body of Jesus Christ the Lord. Notice some statistics that I came upon just the other day in regards to some of the grievous conditions that these sinful kinds of lifestyles are bringing into our society. It is said that 1 million new cases of gonorrhea is produced in our society, or the United States of America, every year, which is a highly contagious disease and a painful venereal disease. Right now, at least 1,200,000 cases of syphilis go untreated in America. You tell me that we're not living in a sexually explosive society where there is illicit sex going on in every realm, in every corner of our lives. That's why we need to be aware of it. That's why we need to be more and more mindful of what God would have to say unto us in regards to his word. Notice further. Some 60,000 new cases per year is transmitted syphilis again. Transmitted from person to person because of illicit sex. Sexual immorality is having its heyday in America tonight. And as a result of that, we need Christians to stand and be a light and be an example and be the kind of leaven to a lost and dying world, that men and women and boys and girls may alter the course of their lives and their lifestyles. And if we're not projecting Christ in our lives, then surely by and large we're going to find many are going to be lost and doomed and alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and without hope in this world and the world to come. And therefore we need to be mindful of the difficulties which we do experience tonight in and out of the body of Christ. Notice further what this report says. These diseases have been around for years. We have developed penicillin to control and in some cases cure. But in the last 10 years, a new breed, a new disease have come on the scene. In the early 80s, some millions of cases again of herpes simplex number 2 has raised its head in America. And as a result, we're just having all kinds of epidemics in our society tonight. One doctor has gone so far as to say that you won't kill herpes, though it won't kill you. It says again that we have tried every kind of medication. We've tried the homespun medication. We've tried modern medication. We've tried all kinds of antibiotics. And yet we have come to understand that we cannot kill or eradicate the disease. And it's causing havoc in families. It's causing havoc in our society. It is creating difficulties, to say the least, brethren. As a result of that, we need to be mindful of sexual immorality in and out of the church. And we need to more and more project Christ in our lives and uphold the word of God Almighty, that men and women may know how to change the course of their life. One Atlanta prostitute had these words to say. She bragged to her sister. She said, I bet my sister that I have infected at least 1,000 men in my works on the streets. A sexual explosion. You know, the writer would say unto that in the book of Exodus 15 and 26. When the Lord was talking to Israel, if you hearken unto my words, if you do my words, if you keep my words, and if you give ear to my words, then I'll put none of these diseases upon you. I'm not saying that God is in effect is bringing these upon the individual, but I'm saying that when we live outside of the scope of God Almighty, we bring these various and sundry diseases upon ourselves. God said, I put none upon you if you adhere to my word. Now you take this woman who said that she has infected thousands of men. If they had adhered to the word of God, it would not have happened, you see. Therefore, when we look to the word of God tonight, we are in a sad state, to say the least. Another medical doctor has these words to say. He gives a description of the misery of herpes. He says, it is called a virus of love. He said, they don't know what love really is. He says that they are confused between love and with lust. It is an insidious VD, and it brings a feeling of a smothering iron against our skin and brings sores and blisters and fevers and muscle aches and swollen lymph glands. He said, may also develop eye infections, and babies may have their brains defected, and many may go blind. Some may even die, and has been known to produce cancers in certain cases. And yet we live in a world tonight that still cannot discern between good and evil, bitter and sweet, light and darkness. And there are those that are still running headlong into these various and illicit kinds of relationships, knowing the kinds of devastation that it is going to bring into their lives. He said it has opened up into people a new avenue of weaknesses and diseases ravaging the body. The sad thing about it, he said, oftentimes affect those who are from the age of 15 to 19. This is the population that tends to have much of the gonorrhea in our society tonight. And as a result, he said, the real sad thing about it is because when there is gonorrhea present, it has oftentimes a distinct possibility of running over into AIDS and being affected in that sense also. Sexual immorality, it is not worth it. And therefore, we ought to adhere to the word of God and see what God has to say unto us in this vital issue. I think, again, in looking to this statistic, a New York therapist has this to say. He said, people are beginning to realize that romance is what relationships are all about. And they are disillusioned with free sex and are terrified of the dreadful diseases that are affecting our society. And realizing that when it comes to AIDS, there is no cure. And the effect that it is having in lives and in families tonight. It has indeed, I believe, delivered a numbing blow to the one-night stands on the parts of individual who was sinning and sinning outside of the word of God and sinning outside of the body of Christ and sinning in a very illicit kind of way. And it had brought an effect where many have turned and want to see how their responsibilities stand in the light of what even the Bible may teach. And therefore, I think that we as sons and daughters of God must be ready to project ourselves as the example of right living and moral living in the society in which we're living. I believe there is a judgment of God upon sodomy, the judgment of God upon homosexuality. All of these are wrongful sex. All of these are sexual immorality. And you can go down the gamut of the list, and the list is long. And all are contrary to the word of God. And ultimately, if one stand before God unrepentant of these sins, they shall be doomed to a devil's hell. And thereby I see the judgment of God tonight upon a society that holds homosexuality, this illicit sex, and are proud of it. The writer says in Leviticus 20 and verse 13, if a man lie with a man and with a woman, it is an abomination to God, and they both shall be stoned. Therefore, when we look to the word of God on tonight, there used to be a time, Christian, when even the unsaved in the world knew that homosexuality was wrong. There used to be a time in the world, even when the unsaved knew that to have an affair out of the bonds of holy matrimony was a sin against God. But it would appear tonight that no one knows these things. And as a result, we see the devastation that is wrecking our society tonight. It is a wicked sin. Some senator in the New England state said some months back that anybody that is homosexual and is involved in that kind of sex, he said, it's their own business. I bet you he said that before the election. I'm sure he did. We are living in a time tonight, church, where we need to be mindful of the devastation of this sickness and what this lifestyle is bringing into the lives of many homes tonight. Homosexuals are able to marry. Some cases they are able to adopt children. And we can imagine the devastation of such. It is said that half of the syphilis cases in America comes as a result of these kinds of relationships. And death is raising its head in every corner of these difficulties. There is no cure. When one gets AIDS, it is 100% sure that he or she is going to die. I remember when the news came across the television and radio that Irvin Magic Johnson had the HIV virus. And I can remember how some hearts were sad. And some knew the lifestyle that he was living, that surely that were the thing in which he was really asking for. And at the same time, there was an advocate of the AIDS society who stood and said that this hero of yours, and he was caustic when he said it, he said this hero of yours, he's going to die, and he's going to die in a few years. There is no cure. And as a result of that, that is what is happening to our society tonight. Brethren, the cure is morality. The cure is righteousness. The cure is holy living. The cure is living the Bible, the Word of God. That's the cure. And as a result of that, we've seen tonight that there have been those who have declared war by their lifestyle. And nature and these hideous diseases have declared war against them, and they are paying retribution for it. Simply because they've gone contrary to the will of God. Again, understand what I'm saying. The God of heaven said, if you hearken unto my word, if you do my word, if you give ear to my word, if you keep my word, none of these diseases will I put upon you. Again, I'm saying that man can live in such a way ultimately to bring these diseases upon himself and taste of the judgment and wrath of God because of he has lived. Therefore, we need to be mindful of that tonight. There are all kinds of results, not just diseases that come into one's life as a result of a sexual immorality in our lives. It brings about guilt. Oh, the guilt that some individuals have in their lives, who have lived in ways that are contrary to the will of God and had relationships that were foreign to God's word. You think about the fear of being caught and the emotional and mental sickness that it brings on as a result of trying to hide these things from your loved one, trying to hide these things from God himself, and it cannot be done. And it brings all kinds of sickness into our lives. It brings broken homes and totally disrupt homes and totally give men and women who are engaged in these things the perception that they are not even concerned about the word of God. Sexual immorality. America is explosively charged with the discussion. And we know the education about it. And we have money just growing into the education of it. And yet we are still worse off as we've ever been. Why? Because we have dismissed God. We're not hearkening to the word of God. We're not doing the word of God. We're not giving ear to the word of God. And as a result of that, it brings havoc into our lives. And we are feeling the effect of it in the body of Christ itself. So we're not without scars tonight. I'm persuaded tonight, and I know even in certain cases back home where individuals in the church have some of these dreaded diseases. How can we be an example to the world if we don't have a lifestyle any better than theirs? How can we be a living unto them if we are living no better than they are living? Sexual immorality. No, we are not dismissed from it. It does indeed affect our lives. And that ought to make us more and more aware and keenly aware of what we ought to be doing and how we ought to be living and what we ought to be projecting before our friends and our peers and our loved ones. I think once virtue has been thrown out to the wind, once habits have developed and we to get in life what we want to get in life, once conscience have been destroyed, once respect have been lost for the opposite sex, rather than having love and respect for marriage, what sort of husbands and wives are we going to make? What sort of marriages are we going to build? What kind of models and examples are we going to be for our children? What kind of fathers are we going to be when we allow ourselves to be ravaged by the same thing that is ravaging our society tonight? Sexual immorality. It is plaguing us on every avenue of life. And I believe that such behavior are indeed destructive and devastating to our young people. It is devastating to our society. It hurts marriage as God has so designated. It is not realistic to believe that a person who have lived his life, getting his own gratifications out of life, and living on the low end of sexuality, ultimately and suddenly when he marries, is going to change all of that. That's just not realistic to expect. And therefore we need to teach. And we need to live it before a lost and dying world. Because when those persons marry, they are not going to have any more conviction about the sanctity of marriage than they had in the beginning. You take a person who did not possess a characteristic to try to refrain himself from sexual behavior that is illicit as far as God's word is concerned, and feel that all of a sudden when he or she is married, they're going to alter and change their lifestyle? It's not realistic to expect. And therefore, we need to project Christ in our lives, and we need to let the church know that no, we are not totally separated, and the potentiality of it getting into our lives is impossible. We need to let members know that we are vulnerable to these same difficulties, and we must learn, and we must study, and we must grow, and we must mature, that we might be able to avert these things in our lives in the body of Jesus Christ on this evening. The media, television, entertainment has always been trying to get us to believe and convince us that free sex is okay. They've always been trying to get us to do those things that the world is doing. And what we need to do tonight, we need to let the world know that that is wrong. It is evil. It is contrary to the word of God and the teachings of God Almighty. And anytime a man or woman have a loving relationship according to God's due order, that's exactly how it ought to remain. That's how it ought to stand. And I believe the only way that we can escape the immorality of our society tonight and the pollution in our society tonight is, number one, I think we're going to have to take charge of our own lives. We cannot allow, nor can we afford, the directors of Hollywood and the producers of Hollywood to tell us what sexuality is. We must go to the Word of God and let God dictate to us what it is and describe unto us what it is from the Word of God. And once we come to understand what our responsibilities are in this area, we must give it careful discernment and wholesome desire to live according to those great truths. Titus 2 and verse 12. It becomes our responsibility to live according to those great truths of God's almighty word. We must learn what self-discipline is all about. Just like we tell the young people in the world today, just say no to drugs. We need to learn to say no to illicit sex and sexuality that is immoral as far as God's word is concerned, and we need to abstain therefrom. And in so doing, God will bless us. He'll strengthen the cause of Christ. And I believe as a result of that, the body of Christ is going to be stronger, and we're going to project more and more what Christ means to us and how we ought to serve him this side of eternity. I believe, again, it would be wise for those of us who are trying to serve God to be wise enough to recognize the value of good and promote it vigorously in our lives. And in so doing, God will strengthen us. He will bless us. Even as the writer says in Philippians 4 and 8, think on these things. We need to find that which is good in life. We need to find that which is honorable in life. We need to find that which is righteous in life. And we need to project that. We need to promote that. And we need to do it vigorously as far as God's word is concerned. And brethren, when we start living and projecting our lives in Christ to that extent, God is going to bless us and he's going to strengthen us. I believe that we need to be, as it were, with Joshua of old. When Joshua said, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I believe that is all inclusive of the kingdom priorities. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. I believe it is inclusive of Bible study and reading the word of God and teaching our sons and daughters about what is right and what is wrong. And that they might not have this kind of concept about not being able to discern between light and darkness, bitter and sweet, good and evil. I believe that we need to sit down and teach them the word of God. And then I believe that we need to live in the spirit, live in the word of God. And in so doing, God will bless us and God will strengthen us. Again, the writer says in the book of Exodus 15 and 26, "If you hearken to my words, if you do my words, if you will give ear to my words, and if you will keep my commandments, then I will put none of these diseases upon you." But man again can so live his life in such a way that he will bring the judgment upon himself by the way that he live and move and have his being this side of eternity. May God bless us. May God strengthen us. And may God help us to be the kind of light and the kind of leaven, the kind of example that we might project before the world what is right in the realms of sexual immorality. May God bless us to this end in his good name. Thank you.